Jesus and him alone. I heard somebody say, when I just think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out. Hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody else is worthy. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We bless you for this time of fellowship. Thank you for the sweet spirit of the living God that's in this place. Thank you for the spirit of worship and praise and adoration for you, God. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for what you're going to do. We give you glory. We give you honor. Give you praise. Bless this word to our hearts and our minds, our spirit on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Please be seated. All right. You know, we might have to take a few laps around the podium here for a minute now. Amen. When the water stirred, I want to get in. Amen. Amen. Any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Thank you, God. We give him all of the glory and all of the praise because for sure he is worthy. And I thank God what he's doing in our midst. I praise the Lord. I magnify him. We were sitting in power hour on this morning, and the Lord kind of spoke to my heart something. And I think it kind of hit Sister Maria, too, as she got up to share the review. But the Lord put in my spirit, next month is going to be Women's Month of preaching and preaching the word. I mean, five Sundays, five sisters. We're going to hear the word from these evangelists and from these missionaries, and I'm looking forward to it. So you young ladies, let me know what Sunday is going to work for you. Amen. Evangelists of the Lord, get ready. Amen. Fasten your seatbelt. Sister Maria, amen. Get ready now. Praise the Lord. And we just going to have a time in next month hearing from the women of God. Amen. That Lord put that in my spirit. And I tell you, whenever God puts something in your spirit, you ought to do it. Amen. Whatever God says, do it. You can't go wrong if you just do what God says to do. And I praise God. I might be 73, but I'm learning. Amen. I'm learning to listen to God. Amen. Even when it don't make sense to me, God, if you said it, that's it. That settles it. It's done. And it is not based on me believing it. If God said it, it's going to happen. Amen. So we praise God on today. Amen. Amen. So look, it's like everything's been said today and every song that's been sung is right in line with the Lord put in my spirit. Intimacy with God. Oh, yes. I love the song, just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. We talk about, when we talk about intimacy, right off we think about the marital relationship, right? The camaraderie, the closeness, the fellowship, the sharing and caring with one another. We think about the intimacy with our children and our grandchildren, that we can sit down and fellowship with them. We can talk with them. We can admonish them. We can hear from them. We think about intimacy within the house of the Lord, to where we develop relationships, lasting relationships, amen, of encouraging and exhorting one another. But what about intimacy with God? See, you know, we're at a time where God is calling his people to a higher calling. He's calling his people to a place that we will be able to hear from him of what he's saying to us in these last and evil days. We need to have some intimacy with God. What does intimacy with God looks like? It's a deep, personal, and trusting relationship with the Lord. You know, we talk about that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It's based upon our surrendering our lives to him and saying, Father, you take control of my life. Lead me, guide me, take me by my hand, show me the way, God. I'm going to trust you. I've trusted you with my very soul, with my eternal life. I've given it to you, God. Hallelujah. Intimacy with God, deep personal and trusting relationship with the Lord. Listen to this, characterized by a desire to know, K-N-O-W, to love and obey him, and experiencing his presence. In your presence, Lord, there's fullness of joy. And in your right hand, there's blessings forevermore. Communicating with him through prayer. Where do we go in a time of need? We go to the rock, Christ Jesus. When we don't know what to do, we turn to God. Intimate relationship with God, it's a love affair. It's a love relationship. I believe it. Who was it? I don't know. Was it somebody saw in the world said, what's love got to do with it? It's got everything to do with it. The love of God. We want to communicate to our Lord in prayer, and not only just a monologue where I have this wish list that I take to him, but it's a dialogue where I want to hear from my Lord. Anybody ever need a word of encouragement, a word of peace, a word of assurance in your life that everything is going to be all right, even when it don't look good, even when things are falling down all around us? We long to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. Listening for his guidance. Hallelujah. You know, guide me, yes. Lord. Teach me how to watch and pray. It involves spiritual vulnerability. Vulnerability to be upfront with God. To take it to him, whatever it may be. Right. To drop the facade. You know, somebody said, I came to Jesus just as I was weary, wounded, and sad. But I found in him a resting place, and now he's made me glad. An intimate relationship with God, we have to be vulnerable sometimes to tell our God exactly where it hurts. Tell him right where the fear is, where the anxiety resides. You know, what seemed to be lurking ahead. God, here I am. I'm bringing it to you. Can't nobody else help me, God. Where I'm at, nobody but you. In intimacy with God and allowing God to heal us and to reveal his truth to us. That's intimacy with God. Sometimes we need to be still and know that he's God. Stop the music. Stop the noise. Stop the gossip. Turn off the boob tube, they called it. One old lady back in the day, she called the television the one-eyed demon. Turn that thing off. Sometime we need to get in a place where we can hear God. Say, I'm going to talk to God during the commercial. No, we need to talk to God when, you know, what Jesus said, get into your secret place. And call on your God, be it allowing God to heal us and to reveal his truth to us. Is there every time, Pastor Joe, we need to know the truth of God? It's now. See, and doing these things leads to a more fulfilled life in Christ Jesus. I don't want to just be a Sunday Christian. I don't want to feel as though I need to come. I'm going to the house of the Lord because of duty. But I want to have that intimate relationship. We're going to look at some scriptures here today. I got about three or four pulled from the book of Psalms where men had an intimate relationship with God even in the midst of trials, a longing for him. God is the only one that can fill the emptiness in our lives. If there's a void anywhere, only God can fill it, and he can fill it with his presence. He can fill it with his word. He can fill it with joy. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. So I was looking at, the first one we're going to look at is Psalms 84, 1 through 4. I almost kind of call this message 1 through 4 because three of the passages we're going to look at is 1 through 4. See, and they're going to talk about, these writers are going to talk about their love for God. Sometimes life can get rough and the going can get tough. And the hills can be so very hard to climb. Oh, but the God we serve. I heard somebody say, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God, the right hand of the majesty on high. We have to understand who we've given our life to. Thank you, God, and thank you for the house of the Lord here, and wherever the saints of God come together, it's a blessing. We're going to see some things here. So let me get into it, because in Psalms 84 and 1 through 4, the writer says, how lovely is your tabernacle. How lovely is your dwelling place. Okay, let me just stop right there for a minute. Because sometimes we need to know the who, what, where, why, and when. The sons of Korah wrote this song. Their dad had some issues. Their dad had some issues because he rebelled against Moses. He led some resistance against Moses, the humble servant of God. And the ground opened up and swallowed Korah and his family. And those that was with him got burnt up, 250. Why? Going against the man of God. But the sons of Korah, they was young. They wasn't a part of that. But now God had raised them up to be ministers in the tabernacle setting. And they began to experience this God, this great and awesome God whom we serve. So with that being said, because sometimes, you know, we have had some trials in our life. We've had some hard times. But thank God he's been aware of every situation we've ever had. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts, O army of God. How lovely is your sanctuary. How lovely is your dwelling place. I'm talking about a personal relationship with God. I'm talking about intimacy with God. Listen to what the writer is saying. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. Listen, my soul longs. Sister Patricia, that's talking about way deep down on the inside of me. That seed that God has planted in our hearts when we came to know him. My soul longs. Yes, my very soul even faints for the courts of the Lord. That sounds like somebody just want to be in God's presence. Just want to be in the house of the Lord. Want to be in a place where prayer and worship is going forth. It says, but my soul longs for you, even faints for the courts of the Lord. Listen to this. I'm talking about intimacy here. He said, my heart and my flesh. My innermost being and my very body, it cries out for the living God. Ain't talking about no false God. Not talking about some image somewhere. Talking about the one who spoke and the universe came into existence. My heart and my flesh cries out for the living God. He said, even the little bird, even the sparrow. Every now and then we got some little birds that set up on the alarm thing out there, and they just at home. I don't know, the birds might be one day say, come and sing it now. Amen. Whip that tambourine now, y'all. But even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even your altars, O Lord of hosts. Listen to this. My king and my God. He didn't say, y'all's king and y'all's God. My king and my God. You're talking about connectivity. I'm an electrician. I know what connectivity means. To be hooked up to the source. You know, see, I might be an electrician and I can wire up your house and you can see the dust going everywhere, the holes being drilled, but y'all would not believe I'm an electrician till the lights start coming on. See, he's been around here working for 3 months, and the wall's been painted, and everything is ready. Now, let's see if he really know what he's doing. Hit the switch and see if the light works, see? hit the switch and know that your God works on our behalf. Amen. So listen, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Selah, think about that. We come together in oneness of heart and oneness of mind into the house of the Lord to sing praises to our God and to worship him and to call upon his name and hear a word from the Lord. Oh, my God, an intimacy with God. Those who dwell in your house, is anybody in the house today, will still be praising you. I'm going to praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. Praise him in the midnight hour, for he is worthy. He's right by my side. I'm so glad I don't have to trust. God, where are you at? God, come on now. He said, I'm right here. Right in your midst, right in your heart, right in your very being. I'm just a prayer away. Oh, my God. And so that was Psalms 84, 1 through 4. Let's look at Psalm 63, 1 through 4. Intimacy with God. Personal relationship with God. A love for God. Mama loves God. Daddy loves God. Babies love God. God wants everyone to know who he is. You see little Harlem walk up here today? Grab that microphone. My name's Harlem. Man of God, I'll just put that part in. Man, at a young age. So remember David, King David of Israel, the poet, the psalm writer, the warrior, had some issues. It was a time when he was on the run from his very son Absalom. Absalom wanted to take the kingdom from him. He was running, and he was out in the wilderness, not knowing what the next day was going to bring. But here's what he said in Psalm 63. Oh, God, I'm talking about in the midst of my pain and uncertainty and my life on the line, oh, God, you are my God. Do that sound personal? That's more than just a casual come to church every now and then. You know, just a little something happening over here, there. It sounds like something way down on the inside of King David. Oh, God, you are my God. Listen to this. Early I will seek you. Early will I seek you. Some folks don't start their day until they step their foot out of the bed and start saying, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Another day's journey, and I'm so glad. He said, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My soul, my very being, thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Bring that to today and some of the things that's happening around us. The uncertainty that permeates the air, the terrible things that's happening, and you say, God, what's happening here, Lord? Those who love Jesus know, yes, the Bible is being fulfilled. Time is winding up, but there's trouble all around. College campuses being shot up. You name it, it's happening. David said, my flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land where there's no water, remembering that Jesus said, I am the water of life. He said, listen what the writer says here. I believe it's verse 2. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary. I was glad, amen, to be here in the house of the Lord, amen. I was glad when they said unto me, he said, so I have looked for you in the sanctuary. We're sitting in the sanctuary, but the overflow is the sanctuary. The kids' corner is the sanctuary. See, the booth over there is the sanctuary. He's on the run. His life is at stake. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary. Why? To see your power and your glory. Oh, thank you, God. Have anybody ever seen the power of God in the house of God? The glory of God. To see your power and your glory, your majesty. Because your loving kindness is better than life. His life is on the line. Don't know if he's going to live or die. But your loving kindness, God, is better than life. And he said, with my lips will praise you. I'm going through, but I'm going to praise you. Don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. I'm sick in my body, but I'm going to praise you. Somebody said, even if I couldn't say a word, laying on my bed of affliction, I'll just wave my hand to the Lord. Amen. Anybody got that personal relationship with God on today? Did anybody hear Brother David reading that scripture the other day and put himself in that? Do anybody remember that? To see your power and your glory in the house of the Lord, because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What's in a man is what's going to come out of the man. If his praise is in your heart for the Lord, it's going to come out. He said, I will bless you while I live. Because, see, when I'm gone, I can't do that. But I'll be in your presence. See, but I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. Now, wait a minute. Okay, unless I was seeing wrong, when praise and worship was going on, did I see some hands start doing this? Why was that? Was that a sign of amen? Was that a sign of hallelujah? Is that a sign of, oh, yes, God, even so, come, Lord Jesus, in your presence, God. That's another 1-4. Psalms 34. 1-4. I told you this is a 1-4 type thing here. Intimacy with God. I want to point out how what we're reading and those who penned it had an unwavering love for God. In the midst of their trials, this same David, this man has some issues. Anybody in here got issues? Have had issues? Have been an issue. So now David had another issue, because you know it was always fighting the Philistines, right? And you know that they were enemies of Israel. Then he had trouble with his own people. Saul is trying to kill him, and he runs, Sister Dolores, to the Philistine camp. And he had to play crazy to keep them from killing him. So here's the thing. He's on the run from his own king, and he's already been anointed king by God. God just haven't said step in there yet. And he runs to the Philistines, who despise Israel, and he started playing real crazy. He started drooling at the mouth, started doing all kind of stuff. But look what he said here. I will bless the Lord at all times. Wow. In the midst of everything he had going on, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. He said, I'm going to praise him regardless of the situation. I'm going to praise him when I feel like it. Praise him when I don't feel like it. Praise him when things are good, and I'm going to praise him when things are bad, because he is God and he is worthy to be praised. He said, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. You wait a minute. If any man boasts, let him boast in the Lord. So, oh, man, you're doing real good. Well, thank the Lord. Right. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I will bless the Lord all time. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My very soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Listen to this. And while you boasting in the Lord, somebody gonna hear it. Somebody got some trials they're going through. got some hang-ups when we go into CIW prison on tomorrow night. We know what we're going into. We know there's some needs there. There's some hope there. There's some devastation there. But we want the humble to hear thereof and be glad. See, he says, the humble shall hear of it and be glad. What is that saying? It's not all about me. What's in me is going to affect somebody else. He said, the humble shall ever hear them and be glad. Oh, magnify. I see some with glasses on now. 1.5s, 2.5s, 5 times 10, I don't know. Get the Bible and say, you're trying to make it bigger so you can see it and read it and understand it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Make him bigger. Let the world know how great your God is. Let them know that he spoke and the universe came into existence. Let them know that he said, waves, stay right there. Let them know that he rose Lazarus from the dead. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us, hello somebody, and let us exalt his name together. Together. All around this sanctuary, let's exalt his name together. Let's lift his name on high. Let's praise the God of our salvation. Wow. And let us, he didn't say, I just want to praise him by myself. It ain't no harm if you do, but it ain't nothing like some company on the same accord, because they tell me when the day of Pentecost was fully come, that the people all in one place on one accord, and the Holy Ghost fell. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, amen. And let us exalt his name together. And here's where it starts getting real deep. If you got a personal relationship with God, if you have intimacy with God, because I see the writer kind of shift in the granny gear. See, sometime you got to switch into the personal side of this thing. He said, I sought the Lord. Yeah. Come on now. I believe it's a song to be sung around here. I sought the Lord. Yeah. And I had a friend, he's so country, he said, and he heard me. I said, I knew what he's saying. he heard me, see. I sought the Lord. I had a need and I cried out to him. I sought the Lord, get this, and he heard me. Can I get a witness in the house? Right. Have anybody called on the Lord, and you know he heard you? Yes. Yes. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and listen, and he delivered me. Y'all help me out with this. You can probably see it. He delivered me from what? From all my fears. Hallelujah. And if you haven't experienced that yet, today is your day. To experience that, if you call upon him, he will hear you and he will deliver you from all of your fears. Don't be running around jumping out, I ain't got no fear. Do you know who I am? No. Remember when it talked about being vulnerable to the Lord? Because I don't know about y'all, but that's some stuff I don't understand. There's some things that shakes my foundation. Issues in the home with my children that's on the East Coast. And what God is doing and what the enemy's trying to do, and all I can do is call on Jesus. And that's all I need to do is call on the name of the Lord. He will deliver me from all of my fears. He'll work it out in the name of Jesus. Call on the Lord. Man, call on the Lord. Woman, call on the Lord. Grandma, call on Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You may be just coming into faith in Jesus Christ. Call on him. He'll hear you. He'll answer you. He'll make a way out of no way for you. He'll turn it around. He'll place your feet on solid ground. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. I heard it go on and say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Yes. Blessed is the man, woman, boy, or girl who trust in him. Well, the next one is just, I'll just say four. Psalm 27 and 4. Back home, it'd be 27 and 4. It say, but one thing I have desired of the Lord. What is it that we desire of the Lord? Is it stuff? New car? New house? Raise on the paycheck? Get our age on Social Security? Retirement, whatever it may be. But what is it that we desire from the Lord? And what are those things that we desire of the Lord that don't nobody know but us and God? Even those closest to us may not know. It's been times in the prison I've had the opportunity of ministering to someone and the Holy Spirit will kick in and tell him or tell her that God knows what your heart desire is. He knows what you're longing for. Those around you would be surprised if they heard what your heart was really crying out for. And seeing the Spirit of God touching hearts and minds. He said, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. What is it? That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. To come into the temple and say, God, here am I. Have mercy on me, God. Here am I, Lord. With all of my issues, I'm coming to you, Jesus. I made shipwreck in the past, but God, I'm ready to run for you. In the house of the Lord, I have desired to be in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. It's important to understand that. It's important to have that intimacy because sometimes we think joining church is the thing. Sometimes we think showing up on time is the thing. But when we get Jesus down on the inside, when we shift gears and we get to the point of no return, that for God I live, for God I'll die, swim, sink, or drown, I'm on the Lord's side, we'll find ourselves looking for the saints in the house of the Lord to see his power and to see his glory. Amen. To give him praise and honor, for he is worthy to be praised. So what am I saying here? Intimacy with God. I want the saints, and starting with me, to really work on that intimate relationship with God. Thank God for the pastors, teachers, and saints, and whatever in the house of the Lord. But I just want to see Jesus. I just want to be close to him. I want to remember the one who called me out of darkness into this marvelous light. I want to have an attitude of gratitude. I want to thank the Lord for what he's done for me. I heard in the word that they overcome by the words of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. I've heard it said that what you need, God's got it. Amen. We got to get to a point where we're standing firm on God's word. Listen what the writer of Hebrews said. And I say the writer of Hebrews because nobody knows who the writer was. Some have speculation, but we know the Holy Spirit is the one who gave them to write his word. So we have given our life to Jesus. We understand that we're living in crucial times. But in this two verses, three verses, here's the writer speaking to the church then and speaking to the church now. It's important to put ourselves in the place where God wants us to hear and understand what he's saying and doing and how it relates to today. He said, let us, let us, wow, no soul throws. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Anybody have hope in Christ in this house today? Can I just see your hands? I just want to know who I'm talking about. Is Christ the center of your life? Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Don't get shaky now. When the heat starts getting higher and the vice getting tighter, don't start wavering. Hold fast to our confession. when I said, Jesus, save me, hold fast to your confession. When I said, Lord God, forgive me all of my sins, send me on my way rejoicing, hold fast to your confession. When you said, I'll live for God the rest of my life, hold on to your confession. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Hold on to your confession. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Listen to this. For he who promised is faithful. Hello, somebody. He who promised is faithful. Whatever he promised you, he's faithful. Whatever he's promised in the word of God, he's faithful. All we got to do is have faith and trust in what God has already said. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who is promised is faithful. And let us consider. Remember, all of those psalmists, they longed to be in the house of God, right? I didn't even bring the part out about what David was saying about the temple, because he was still in tabernacle time. He had it in his heart to build a temple for God. And God said, no, because you got blood on your hand. You're a man of war. I don't want to be associated with the temple. But in his heart, and he knew that his son Solomon was going to build the temple. And he said, Lord, I even long to be in your temple. Just want to be close to you, God. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another. Why? In order to stir up love and good works. In order to stir up love and good works in the house of the Lord. Not forsaking, the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some. Some folks have got so complacent in watching church on TV. If you got infirmity, you can't make it, that's a beautiful thing. But how can you stir up love and good works at home by yourself watching the TV? That's why the church has to go out past the walls and minister to those who are in need. We were so blessed. I'm going to finish up here because we got communion today. We were so blessed to be at Brother John's 75th birthday party yesterday in his backyard. John, hello, because I know he's watching right now. One of the most faithful brothers you ever want to meet. But he's not able to come into the house of the Lord. And when they began to just sing happy birthday, he just started crying. He just started weeping. He saw all his children and all the well-wishers and the church saints that was there. And you know, I had to kind of break it up a little bit. I said, man, you're getting your cookies wet. But that's stirring up love and good works in the house of the Lord. Not forsaken to assemble yourselves together as the manner of some. When we hear God's word, what do we do with it? We need to be in the house of the Lord. He says, but exhorting one another, encouraging one another. Listen, I'm the main one need encouragement. We all need encouragement sometimes. So he don't need no encouragement. He got it all together. He's a pastor and all. Listen, I need some encouragement. If it ain't nothing but Jesus love you, I'm like, well, thank you. I needed that. See, encourage me in the Lord. Amen. And not by proxy. Not just saying something, oh, you doing such a good job and you ain't. No, but I love you. Amen. Praying for you. But exhorting one another is so much the more as you see the day approaching. What day do we see approaching? Time is winding up. The end is near. What manner of people should we be? That's why we need to be about praising and magnifying the Lord, studying to show ourselves approved unto God, work but need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, laying hands on the sick, going into dark places with a word that will help somebody, because the day is approaching where Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no man can work. I feel sorry for those who love Jesus, who have given their life to Jesus and living beneath their privileges, because for some reason the devil done told them organized religion ain't for you. No, you need fellowship. You need to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. So, but we praise God. Amen. Amen. I better stop because I'm just now feeling like I need to preach. But I just want to encourage the saints today. Let's deepen our relationship with God. Let's get more intimate with him. Let's be more vulnerable to him. Let's be more real with him. And by all means, trust him without wavering. Because he's faithful. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I'm done. We're going to have communion today. And we're going to do one other thing, too. After service, for those who are going to be baptized on next Sunday, I'm looking forward to this. We're just going to have a few minutes to talk about that so everyone will know what to expect. And also, I guess it's a good time to say it. We're going to need some help getting that portable baptismal pool off the truck and get it all cleaned up and rolled in here. I'm excited about what God is doing. Amen. I'm excited about the church going into the homeless shelter tonight. Hallelujah. With love and with grace and with the word of God and the power of God. Amen. I'm excited about going into the prison tomorrow night. Amen. I'm excited about the picnic coming up. I'm excited about what God is doing in each one of our lives. And listen, when we can come together as one, everybody's somebody, everyone here, God is pouring something into you. Don't let it just be personal. Let it be personal, but let it branch out. Let somebody know what God has done for you, how he's brought you out of darkness into this marvelous light. Amen. All right, praise God. Where are the workers? Pastor Jones, could you come, Elder Tyrone, Sister Mireya, we're going to serve communion. Sister Patricia, praise the Lord. And you know, I pray.